Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another podcast on Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, I'm here by myself to talk to you about five simple steps to focus on self-love. So, you know, the words self-love and self-care get tossed around quite a bit, right? I mean, it's something that we're definitely embracing as a culture, that we can love ourselves and that we need to take time to take care of ourselves, which I absolutely love. But sometimes I think the words self-love and self-care can get mistaken with getting your nails done or going on a spa day or going on this luxurious vacation or doing more of an activity to take care of yourself versus sometimes the everyday things daily are what we need to really do to practice self-love and self-care. So I'm going to talk about that today. I'm going to give you five tips on how I've really worked on self-love and self-care and just really taking care of myself outside of, you know, the workout or the nails done or the massages and that type of self-love. So number one is learning how to say no. Trust me, this is one of the best ways that you can love on yourself. I've talked about this quite a bit in other podcasts when people ask me, you know, how do you do it all? How do you balance, you know, motherhood with your career, with all the other things you have going on? And a lot of the times my advice is, what are you saying yes to that you need to be saying no to? And so that's just my first tip here is, what do you need to start saying no to? Especially if it's taxing on your mental health. I think as women, and I can obviously only give my perspective because I'm a female, because I just don't see men struggle with this as much, at least the men in my life. But I think women have a hard time saying no. I think we care so much about hurting the other person's feelings, or we care so much about maybe being judged if we don't do something, right? Or that we're not going to be loved and accepted externally if we don't do a bunch of things. And so what do you need to start just letting go in your own mental space that you really don't want to spend your time doing? And sometimes you just really need to take an audit and ask yourself, okay, I am feeling this way after I do X, right? And so maybe is it a certain group of people or person that you are hanging around that every time you do, it's mentally draining you or it's so taxing on you because that person might be just so negative, or maybe they only talk about themselves when you guys are together. Maybe they don't. It's like a one-sided friendship, right? And so what are you saying yes to in that environment that you really just need to start saying no to because it's taxing on your mental health? But again, this is hard. We're women. A lot of us are people pleasers, myself included. I think that that's probably been one of the biggest things that I've struggled with and that's held me back to be truly who I want to be in this life, is because I'm worried about what other people are going to think of me, and I'm worried that I'm going to let other people down. Most of the time, I'm caring more about others' feelings and thoughts and life than I am my own. And that's something I've tried really, really hard to start to shift, because I only get one life, so why am I living it for somebody else, and why am I living it to please other people when ultimately at the end of the day, I should just do what makes me happy? And that includes saying no to the things that take up the space in my life that I don't want it to. So that's my first tip. Learn to say no. Number two, realize that beauty is not defined. This is obviously another one that I am big on. I talk about a lot. Guys, our value is not in what the scale says. Our value is not in what the mirror is showing us and what our image is. Our value is not the size of our clothes. Our value is actually not even what other people are saying about you. Our value and our beauty is truly defined by what's on the inside, right? And so I think it's important to start to love on yourself is starting with that mindset shift. So whenever you see yourself on the mirror, don't focus on what you see, but how you feel. What are the things you're proud of? What are the things you love about that reflection? And guys, it's okay to have things that you want to work on within yourself. Like maybe you look at yourself and you see things in the reflection, not necessarily physically, but even mentally. Maybe you see things about yourself that you want to change. Maybe it's a behavior that someone that you love and care about has told you, hey, when you act like this and when you do this, it really bothers me. And so maybe there is something that you want to change about yourself. However, you need to change your mindset to say, okay, here's the things that I appreciate and love about myself and that I see in this reflection of the mirror. And I'm not going to dwell on all the bad things, right? I'm going to start by shifting my mindset to loving myself first and then also just being really excited about the changes and shifts that are going on in my life to make me an even better person. So realize that beauty is not defined and that there are so many beauty standards out there, and we need to just tune them out, you guys. We just need to tune them out because it takes up so much of our mental space. It changes who we truly are meant to be, how God created us to be, when we're so focused on what I should be because other people say I should be that. So beauty is not defined, guys. Focus on who you are in the inside, how much you love yourself, how much you love others. And that really starts with the affirmation. So I'm a big believer in telling yourself one thing you love and appreciate about yourself. Start with one thing. Start with one. And then next week, two. And then the next week, three. And then continue to build on that. Because the more and more and more you can recondition your mind to believe those things, the more you're actually going to believe them. Number three, guys, don't believe everything that you think. We are our own worst critics. And this can also be tied into realizing that beauty isn't defined, like I just talked about. And this is an important step to the process. But how many times have you stopped yourself from doing something because you told yourself that you can't, or because you don't think you're beautiful or you're not capable? You have to just stop that right there, right there. You guys, I will tell you honestly, I hate getting my pictures taken, right? Like I've done photo shoots for my business and, with retail and stuff like that. And like, it is so out of my comfort zone to take pictures of myself, get done up and like be sassy behind the camera. And my team can tell you, like, it's just awkward and they try to hype me up, but sometimes I stop myself. Like, I'm not worthy of this. I look weird. I don't look like myself. People are going to judge me when I post these pictures. Like, I've let that stuff get to me. Absolutely. But what we have to stop doing is believing all of the lies that we're telling ourselves, right? All the limitations that we're putting on ourselves. We have to stop believing it, because I will tell you that no matter what you think, you are always impacting someone in a positive way. You may get someone that looks at those pictures. I may get someone that looks at those pictures on Instagram that I posted, and I'm just like, who does she think she is? Like, taking professional photos of herself. Like, there may be people out there, but then there also may be people out there that maybe my message with that picture resonated with them, and maybe it impacted them positively, or maybe I brightened their day. Maybe my smile brightened their day, right? And they're going through their feed and they loved seeing the photo. So there's different ways to have that perspective, right? And so if we're constantly believing the negative stuff that our mind is telling us, then we will be paralyzed and we will never be able to live out our full potential that can truly impact other people. And that's what it is for me. I do what I do to positively impact people. If I cared all the time about the negative people in my life, or if I focused on, you know, even the stories that I was telling in my own head, there's no way I would be where I'm at today. No way. I would not be the COO of a brand that just opened its 300th gym in 6 years and continuing to grow. There's no way I'd be a host of a podcast that has had over 2 million downloads. There's just no way, because I have had those doubts. I'm not saying that I'm immune to them, but what are you listening to? What are you believing in your own mind? So don't believe everything you think. Number four, forgive yourself. This is an important one, guys. Like, we all make mistakes. We all do things that maybe don't align with our core values. We all let, you know, things get to us and we maybe act or behave in a way that it's not our best. Wasn't our best, right? Whether that's you yelled at your kids, whether that's you gossiped, whether that's that you did something mean to a friend or a coworker, maybe you snapped at them, maybe it's something with your spouse, Maybe you've done something and you feel really bad about it, okay? Don't let that guilt carry on. Here's what you do. You go speed to conflict. You nail it with whoever you're having this internal conflict with. Go nail it with them. Go apologize. Go tell them how you're going to change and get better and what you're going to do. And then you have to move on, right? You can't sit in that guilt. You have to forgive yourself. Absolutely. You have to forgive yourself and move on. Do the work to get better and make sure it doesn't happen again. There's a big difference there. You can't just forgive yourself and move on without addressing maybe how you've hurt somebody else and how you're going to make sure you don't do that again. But you have to forgive yourself and move on. So give yourself grace, you guys. Like, don't hold yourself captive to the mistakes that you've made in the past, and don't define your past to your future. The past was yesterday. It's gone. It's in the rearview mirror. Like, it's not today, right? The past is literally gone. So what do you need to do to make your future better and to allow yourself free of whatever's holding you back that you did in the past? So forgiving yourself is a very, very important step to self-love and self-care. So whether it's a small argument or whether it's the way that you treated your kids yesterday or your spouse yesterday, or maybe it's something bigger, maybe it's something in your past that just you can't forgive yourself. I'm giving you permission today. Move on. Say you're sorry. Apologize. Do the work. Do the work to get better. But then move on and give yourself that grace, because otherwise you are holding yourself back from being your best self. And then the last tip that I have is to just make space. So set your phone down. Turn off your TV. Grab a cup of coffee or tea or whatever it is that you like to drink, and just be in the moment. Fulfill your life with, or fulfill your mind with, gratitude, and really just be in the moment. Make space for yourself to really think. You guys, this is a busy world. This is a busy world. And if your life is anything like mine, you know, it's you wake up and, you know, you got kids, you got job, you got to work out, you got to make food, you got to eat food, you got social media, you got Netflix, you got just so much noise out there in the world. We have to be so intentional about making space for to be still, to be calm, to be quiet, and to fill your cup up with just reflection, self-reflection. How did today go? How could I do better tomorrow? You know, what are the things that I love about my life? What are the things I don't love about my life? What are the things I'm saying yes to that I need to be saying no to? If you don't give yourself that space, it's just life just moves at the speed of light. And before you know it, time has passed. And whatever those habits are have become even more ingrained into who you are. So you just got to take those moments to really self-reflect and get that space and turn everything off. Make the space that you need, whether that's journaling, whether that's devotion, whether that's reading. You know, I honestly even recommend no podcasting, like no devices. No devices. Get rid of the devices and either pen to paper, or you're reading an actual book and allowing yourself to just think freely without any noise and any distractions. I think you'll really find in those moments is when you can love yourself, appreciate yourself for what you are, and then be really, really excited about the things that you want to be and help bridge that gap of where you are and where you need to be. So self-love starts and ends with you, you guys. It's not an external thing that you can quantify, that you can buy, that someone can give you. Self-love stops and starts with you. And so if you don't make this a priority, you will not feel it and you will not have it in your life. No one else can make it a priority except for you. So what is getting in your way? What is getting in your way from doing these things? And give yourself permission to get them out of the way and start to make yourself a priority. And I'm not just talking about the nails. I'm talking about the other stuff, guys. They don't have to take hours out of your day. Okay, don't overthink it. Is it 10 minutes in the morning? Is it, you know, a quiet ride to work? Is it, you know, something you do right before bed? Find the time. Carve it out. You deserve it. Otherwise, no one's going to do it for you. And like I said, life is going to move at the speed of light. So I think you'll be surprised at the impact that you will see if you just spend a couple times every day to really check in on yourself and make sure that you are truly giving yourself, your body, your mind, the love and the space that it needs to thrive in this life. So That's my tips, guys. Five of them. Number one, learn to say no. Number two, realize beauty is not defined. Number three, don't believe everything you think. Forgive yourself and make space. So I hope that helped, guys. If so, please give me some love. Come follow me on Morgan on Instagram, morgan.a.klein. I love connecting with you over there. Tell me how you practice self-love. I love to share it with people. Any tips I can give my audience, my listeners to love themselves more. I am all about that. So come share with me what your favorite thing is to do. Head over to Instagram. Make sure you've liked and subscribed to the Coffee and Kettlebells podcast. That way you will never miss an episode. And guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope your day is wonderful and make sure that you love yourself today. All right. Talk to you later. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.